All right, welcome back to Takedown Wrestling Radio. Today's program, as always, brought to you by our friends at Lozier's Heating and Cooling, the best prices, the best service, and Lennox. That's right. And by America's Colleges and College Coaches. Visit our sponsors page for recommended camps and clinics. We appreciate you listening. Let's head out to our next guest now out on Long Island at Hofstra in Hempstead, Long Island to be exact, Hempstead, New York. Let's head and talk to Zach Tinelli. Zach, how are you?
Doing well, Scott. How's everything with you?
Good, bud. Thanks for taking the time. I know this is a busy time of year for you cats, but it's the fall, and this is what wrestling coaches look for because the young guys are heading back to class and getting on campus, getting in the room. You're getting your hands on them. You're starting your second year now at Hofstra. Is this as fun for you as I think it is?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love it. I really do. When it's all said and done, you know, last year was a tough year, but when it's all said and done, it is exciting, and it is something that I really love to do. I love to get on the mat, and I love every part of every headache I get, and all the rewards I hope to receive. You know, the successes that these guys will see. You know,
can you still go back to your youth when you were a 2-time New Jersey State champ out of Milburn High School? Can you still can you still look at that and go, I can still relate to these guys?
Yeah, well, let's correct you. I wasn't a 2-time. I was a finalist twice. I actually never won the tournament, so I don't want to give
I'm going to give you some extra credit. How's that? You're a 4-time champion. You finished just all. You know what? My notes here say you were a 2-time state New Jersey champion.
Yeah, I can't take credit for stuff that I didn't do. That's not right. I getting back to the question, yeah, definitely I feel as though I can relate. With these guys, you know, whether the high school guys I'm recruiting or the college guys that that I'm training, you know, I think, you know, I'm pretty fresh out of it, and you know, I feel my body feels good enough where I can compete with these guys every day and train with them every day, you know, both in the weight room and on the mat. So I think I can relate, yeah, pretty well, and I think that actually helps in my in my coaching when these guys see me, you know, every day kind of busting my hump the same way they are. You know, I think it goes a long way with them as far as feeling like I care that much more.
I want to talk to you about the boys that are coming in, and there are some that are on my list that are specific, but before we do that, just a little bit about your background. You earned your first NCAA championship bid back in 2007 as a wild card, placing 8th in the Big Ten Championships. You recorded a 21-10 overall record that year, including a 19-3 mark in dual matches and a 5-3 record in Big Ten. You also led the Badgers in dual points with 80. As a junior in 2007 and 8, you earned a second NCAA championship bid by finishing 5th in the Big Ten Championships, posting a 3-2 record at the Nationals to finish the season with a 28-12 record, including a 13-5 mark in duels and a 5-3 record in conference action. So we'll just set that mark. We'll come back to a little bit more of your history after we talk about these boys. Some of those that have signed during November's early signing period include 4 transfers as well. And I'm just going to throw some names out there, specifically the guys closer to your weight, okay?
Yep.
Out of Troy, New York, you got this kid, a 49, maybe 57. It's a redshirt freshman, Zach Clemente.
Yep.
Is it Clement or Clemente?
Clemente.
Clemente, okay. Talk to us a little bit about Zach.
Well, Zach is he's transferring in from UVA, from Virginia, and he's a great kid. He's got a great attitude. He's a redshirt freshman, and, you know, he's come in already, and he knows what he wants. You know what I mean? He transferred in knowing exactly what he was looking for, and it helps us with kids that are really have a good direction. You know what I mean? So he knows what he has to do academically and athletically in order to achieve those goals. But overall, he's got a great attitude, and I think he's going to be a great asset to this team this year.
And
know,
he's a healthy
whatever
kid.
Way he goes.
He's a healthy kid. I mean, last year you guys were plagued with physical injury. And it was absolutely devastating for most of us because we're all, you know, Hofstra fans deep down inside. We want to see teams. We want to see teams compete. And you don't want to see a team sidelined due to injuries, but that's indeed what happens. So Clemente comes in and injury-free. And do you see him more at 49, or are you leaving that open?
We're leaving, you know, right now he's training to be our starter at 49. He's going to have to compete with Justin Accardino, who was, you know, one of the guys that got injured last year. But it'll be a battle right there, and then, you know, we'll see where it goes from there. But those guys will eventually wrestle off, and you know, there could be worse problems from a coaching perspective than to have two really good guys going after it. But, you know, let the chips fall where they may after that, and we'll cross that bridge when we have to, as far as what to do with one of those guys that is unfortunate, you know, and loses the wrestle off. So that's something we'll deal with when we come to that proper time.
You've never lost a wrestle off, have you, Zach?
No, I never did.
All right. It's almost something, you know, go, nope, never have. Pete Dettori, 133 projected out anyway, a freshman out of New York as well, West Hampton Beach. What does he bring to the table for you?
I think he got overlooked a little bit in high school, but he is, you know, he came up and worked out in a couple open mat practices, and the kid is tough, and I'll tell you what, he's driven. He wants to be good at the college level, and I think there's a lot to be said for these guys. You know, a guy like Peter that's coming in and is hungry and really wants it. So he, another kid with a really good head on his shoulders, and I just think he brings depth to the room, you know, and potentially, you know, getting some time in that lineup, you know, this year at least, and then down the road, he's a kid that could be a starter, I think. But he's definitely going to be pushing the pace and pressing for a starting spot this year.
I like a lot of these kids that are transferring around the country into major programs like Hofstra, including Nassau Community College transfer, Michael Doria out of Massapequa.
Yep.
This kid, I've seen some video on this kid, and he knows how to wrestle for sure, and I absolutely think this guy's going to cause some trouble in that room.
Yeah, Mike is tough, and he brings a different dynamic to the room. He likes to roll around quite a bit. You know, he's a little raw as far as Division I is concerned, but that's to be expected. But he's gonna be a real a very good addition to this program in the middle weights, and he's gonna help out our team quite a bit. You know, and again, he's a kid that's looking to start. You know, he's not looking to sit on the sideline and watch everything. He's gonna be a kid that is motivated to get in that lineup, and like I said, he brings a different dynamic to this team than we had last year, as far as kind of rolling around and extending. You know, he likes to extend the point, so it's a good trait and good quality to have in any wrestler. So someone that's as talented as he is, it's good. It's a good addition to the workout room.
One more, real quick, before we run out of time, and that would be Vince Varela. Out of another transfer out of Arizona State, Rio Rancho, New Mexico. It's a long way from home for this 41-pound junior.
Yeah, Vince is going to be great. You know what I mean? I think he has potential to do some really good things, and you know, we'll see how things pan out. But I've been working out with him quite a bit this past week since he's been on campus, and I think the potential is really high with him. But again, we'll have to see. It's a long season, and every coach is at this point in the year is very optimistic for how things are going to be. So I'm trying to stay level-headed as best I can. But Vince, brings a very very needed,
dynamic.
He brings a lot to very very different dynamic and attractive dynamic to this team. So I think it's something that he really will help us out quite a bit. And it'll also give us the option to maybe redshirt one or two of our guys around that weight if he is the starter. So I think, just the depth in this room with all these guys coming in is phenomenal, which is something that we learned last year is you can't overlook it. I mean, you knock off three, four guys out of anyone's lineup, you know, with the exception of maybe one or two teams, and you're gonna be a hurting unit. So we've done what we could, or the best we thought we could on strengthening up our depth. So I think it'll help us out in the long run this year, as long as everyone stays healthy. You know, it'll be a great great team.
Well, that's the watchword around the country. It can happen to every team and any athlete. That's why preparation is so key. That's why practice is so important. And listening to the coaches, making sure you ingest the right foods, making sure your body's healthy, you get the right amount of – I know it sounds like I'm talking about basics here, but how many kids listen to these shows is incredible. We want to make sure they get the right information from the right coaches. Zach Tonelli joins us from Hofstra, and we're just kind of rolling through a little bit of the freshmen and those that are transferring in at varying levels. And the last one we talked about came from Arizona State, another program that's on the move out in the Pac. And out east, Hofstra is one of those that we're looking forward to an incredible year from this year. Zach, you've got a degree in sociology from Wisconsin, right?
Yes.
What exactly does sociology do? I mean, what does that allow you to do as a coach that might be different than, say, Anspach or even your boss?
As far as what I use it for in college coaching,
Well,
you know, it gives me a perspective maybe on how to reach these kids a little bit better. You know, sociology is it's the study of people, so I guess you know, it gives me an insight onto, you know, maybe what these kids are feeling or you know, what they're going through and how to associate with them, perhaps. You know, it's not everyone can have the same mentality that I do or you know, and I don't want them to on top of that. So maybe, you know, I think that degree did kind of help me as far as opening up my horizons to different types of people and different attitudes and different, you know, learning styles as far as wrestling is concerned. You know, everyone's different and you got to treat everyone differently and motivate kids differently. And I think that helped me as far as that's concerned.
Yeah, I can imagine that the study of the human condition, I think, is absolutely fascinating. And wrestling, I think, is a microcosm of the overall. It really helps to boil things down because the human condition is greatly exposed under the bright light of the sport. You agree or disagree?
No, I agree. Absolutely. It's a very dynamic sport. You know, I don't have to use that word again, but it's different, and that's what makes it the best sport, I think, in the country or the world.
Couldn't agree with you more. You're not going to get an argument out of me. About a minute and a half remaining here, Zach. Matt Spataro, 49-pound sophomore, Garfield, New Jersey, Western New England College transfer. Talk about that young man.
Yeah, Matt is he's a tough kid, you know, and he you know, he was very talented in high school and kind of you know, transferred in this year after you know, struggling is not the correct word, but he you know, he was looking for a change, and he wanted to be a part of a Division I team, and we welcome him with open arms. And I think he brings the depth in those bottom four weights. I mean, you know, 41, 49, 57, he brings a lot to the table, and just tough. You know, he likes to get after it. So I think he definitely helps as far as depth in the room as well.
What I like about Matt, he was a volunteer coach at Garfield High School, which I think that is terrific when a young man really gives back to the sport, even as early as he has. And apparently he wrestled all 4 years at Bergen Catholic, looking at his record of 119-32. Nice job by him. Zach, always good to catch up with you, man. We wish you guys the best, certainly, on the season. But you know what? The season is as it is. It's going to be tough no matter who you face. Are you happy with the schedule?
Yeah, I am, absolutely. I think, you know, with the new qualifying system and all that stuff, we've prepared ourselves to see some top competition in duels and in tournaments. And you know, you got to earn your way to the tournament. So I'm happy we have we scheduled it so that we see some tough guys and we have, you know, we have a tough route ahead of us. But these guys, that's what they need to do in order to be battle-tested and ready for that national tournament. We need to see this tough competition and make sure we're ready come March.
Zach, appreciate you taking the time. This portion of our show, by the way, brought to you by our friends at Body Bar Systems. Our top-level wrestlers know, and you should too, for high-intensity workouts, it's got to be Body Bar. Body Bar builds champions. Zach Tanelli of Hofstra. Zach, thanks for the time, bud.
Absolutely, Scott. Have a great day, all right?
You bet. For all of us at TDR and Takedown Wrestling Radio, we appreciate you listening. Have a great day, everybody.